Hi there. Hey, this is Erin Schoenberg, and I'm with the Center for Rural Affairs. I'm thrilled to be here today talking about what has brought me happiness recently and really changed my life in the best way possible. So here we are talking about an online community quilting bee. And please bear with me and listen no matter what. Maybe you're not a sewist, not a crafter, not a quilter. Don't worry, this story can still resonate with you, and I hope that you find it not only somewhat entertaining, but hopefully inspirational for you, as I found this to really spark something new in me that I needed now in this uncertain time that we're in. So I have been a quilter for a few years, and I'm also certainly an extrovert, have always considered myself to be, but it's interesting, in the last decade or so, I've really created this lifestyle for myself that keeps me at home most of the time, really happily. I love my friends. I don't see them super often, but I've got a lot going on at home and I love it. My husband and I live out in the country. We've got a yard to take care of, a garden, we've got chickens. We're both really into kind of our own crafting projects. And it means I'm at home a lot. I already work from home. And so especially now that a lot of us are working from home, there's that. So I have very little reason to leave the property. So here I am. And when COVID-19 really began to affect this country in a big way, my day-to-day actions and behavior really didn't change much, but my mental health plummeted. I, along with, millions of others, really suffered from increased stress, anxiety, roller coaster of emotions. And overall, I consider myself extremely lucky right now to be in good health, to be employed, and I'm extremely grateful, but let's not forget that mental health is so important, and my mental health was suffering. I knew I needed something to keep my hope and energy and purpose alive when I felt like I'd been abandoned by those emotions. And so I was scrolling through Instagram, like you do, and I saw a post from Snowshoeing Company, and Allie, who's one of the owners, along with her husband, Scott Yonke, Allie had posted something about the concept of an online community quilting bee. And in fact, she, with the help of a friend, had put together a free online toolkit for people who were interested in this type of idea. And the toolkit gives you ideas on how to get started even just sewing if you're new to sewing and have limited tools and supplies, but also some thoughts and guidance on how to put together a group of people to organize an online community quilting bee, and then either get together in person in the future when it's more safe to do so, or some other creative ways on how you will put your individual blocks into more of a completed quilt. So I saw this post and it just jumped out at me. I loved the idea. I knew I needed to do something like this. And I thought that type of project would really get me and hopefully others kind of back in our groove. And my coworker, Kirsten Bailey, she thought the same. And so together we formed an online private Facebook group, and we called it Quilt Block Party, and we invited as many friends as we could who we thought just might even be interested, and then plenty of them invited more of their friends. So we ended up with this diverse group of about 35 people. The skill level ranged hugely, the age range is very large, and even location. We've got folks from at least 3 different states involved. So right away, I was excited just to see how many people quickly responded, yes, I want in, let's do this thing. And so we got together again, virtually, of course, and talked about how we might want to set up the first challenge, the first event. And we decided on a swap. And Allie recommends, you know, various ways you can set this up, of course. We decided to do a swap. We decided that each member of the group could pick the block pattern that they wanted to. Whatever fabric they had around, they could use. The only thing we wanted people to do was do the same size of block. That way we could be consistent there. But just right away, it changed my outlook. It got me excited instead of, you know, dreading that logging on, refreshing my page. I was seeing less bad news and more exciting updates from people who maybe have hardly even sewed in the past, and they'd post updates on their block, and there would be a surge of cheers from everyone else. You know, great job, that looks awesome, where did you get that fabric? And people would also post some of their challenges. You know, I can't get the tension of my thread figured out. My pandemic math led me to create a 9-inch block and not a 12-inch block. And we would share all of those things together, but completely free of judgment, completely free of politics and the more, you know, maybe depressing aspects of what we're going through right now. It's just been such a positive group. And it's really just been a game changer for my mental health. And I started getting text messages from other folks in the group, you know, those who I might have known a little better than others, just saying the same thing, just confirming what I had been feeling as well, with, wow, this has given me something to look forward to, something to be, you know, productive, but in a creative sense as well. So we are stepping out of our comfort zones. We're creating something that will be used and loved in the future, but as well as creating that community and creating these connections with people, you know, some maybe we've known since childhood, but hadn't had that incentive maybe to reconnect until this project. And it allowed some of us to use some fabric that maybe we had been, you know, storing away at the back of a closet to save for something really special. Well, now this was that special reason to get it back out. And after the swap period was over, each of us had made 9 unique blocks. We split our group up, and we did an exchange. So you sent out 7 blocks to 7 different people. You would receive in the mail 7 blocks from each of them. And so what you end up with is 1 or 2 of your own and 7 or 8 blocks from other people. You have 9 blocks to do something with. And maybe one day we'll get together and a few of us will make one big quilt with those. But likely each member will make something for themselves, maybe to give to a loved one or someone in need. And you'll always have those memories, those extra notes that a few people snuck in with their blocks in the mail. And I have to say, that was just the next level of, yes, we're onto something here. This is the right thing for me. I would open my blocks. First of all, it's always just great to get mail. You know, that's not junk mail. And not everyone included a note, which was fine, because some of them might have just updated the page saying something like, I got 5 blocks in the mail today. Best day ever. I received a few blocks from this person and this person and this person, and everyone's just so creative. Thank you so much. You would learn the stories of people's fabric, of how this group meant something to them. And I know this probably doesn't seem like anything too novel, too innovative, but it's just getting back to those basics of coming together as a group, taking on a group challenge, and just seeing how then individually each of us is affected in such a positive way. So I would say a few of the little things that I learned that I will carry with me would be, wonkiness is welcome. You know, don't worry about perfection when you're doing groups like this. That's not really the point. In fact, if everything was was just done. Every T was crossed, every I was dotted, every point lined up perfectly. I don't know if it would be as fun. I really enjoy that such a diverse group of, again, experience, location, and age can come together. And whatever comes out of it is going to be perfect because it's not. And I love that. And then just these simple things can bring a little bit of joy, and that can go such a long way. I really felt like my mental health did a 180. And now that we're between challenges, I've got that itch. I know I've got to get back to it. I've got to clear off my crafting table. I've got to pull out some fabric and decide on some patterns, start cutting, start sewing. I need that to keep me. It's not just staying busy right now, but it's knowing it's greater than me. It's knowing that there's someone else out there working on the same thing. And then being able to share the updates and the pictures as we go along is just so much fun. And so, you know, I hope this resonated with you. It doesn't mean it needed to in a quilty way. Maybe you've got something else going on that you could take to the next level, whether it would be a book club, maybe a cooking group. It could be something with music, with gaming, with plants. And not everyone necessarily wants to connect or needs to connect with others in the way that I have found that I really do. And so however you're feeling, however you're coping, you're not alone. And we'd love to hear from you and hear ideas and listen to your stories. I'd like to continue this series along specifically the community quilting bee. And so I plan to be interviewing several members of the group and hopefully Allie as well, who, again, we are so thankful for from Snowshoe and Company, who introduced this concept, and it's really taken off for us. So you can read this story. You can see a lot of really fun pictures and some quotes from our Block Party members on our website. So check that out at cfra.org, cfra.org. Again, I'm Erin Schoenberg. I'm with the Center for Rural Affairs, and I really enjoyed talking today about what has changed my life recently, which is quilting. Take care.